This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Now, here is a word I have not missed saying the past couple of years. Foreclosures. The number of properties in this economy in some stage of default reached a record low last year, thanks, of course, to the federal foreclosure moratorium we told you about a couple of times on this program. Also, some other protections for borrowers who couldn't pay their bills during the pandemic. But as those safeguards have expired, the numbers are going back up again. The property data firm Atom says foreclosures were up 34% in the third quarter, and more are likely coming, as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
There were more than 45,000 U.S. properties in some stage of foreclosure from July through September. That's up 68% from the same quarter a year ago. To put that number in perspective, though, Adams, Rick Sharga, says in a more normal market,
we would be getting roughly three times that many loans in foreclosures.
Sharga says a foreclosure moratorium for federally backed mortgages and forbearance plans that let borrowers pause their payments have kept filings artificially low. But more and more borrowers have exhausted their maximum 18 months of forbearance, and the moratorium expired at the end of July.
Anybody who was in foreclosure before the foreclosure moratorium is now being put back into the foreclosure process. And there were about 250,000 of those loans before the pandemic hit.
Analysts are not expecting anything like the foreclosure crisis of the last recession. Mike Fratantoni is chief economist of the Mortgage Bankers Association. He says this time the job market is rapidly recovering and home prices are still rising.
So if a homeowner is unable to pick up their payments again and they're unable to qualify for modification, they honestly are going to be able to sell their home really very quickly and probably walk away with a substantial amount of cash in their pocket.
But selling still comes at a cost. James Burke is the home preservation coordinator with NCAL, a housing counseling agency in Delaware. He says it can take at least a year to rebuild credit after a serious delinquency.
So nobody's going to give them a new mortgage. And then all the rentals, there's not enough inventory for these homeowners. If they have to go to an apartment or a rental home, they're paying more than what they were paying when they owned the property.
Delaware had one of the highest foreclosure rates in the country last quarter, and Burke says he's gearing up for a lot more in the coming months. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.